Good morning. Court Radio is now in session. Call 215-227-2727. When you've got legal questions, we've got the answers. This is Court Radio. And now here's your host, Dean Weitzman.
Good morning. Welcome back. I am Dean Weitzman, your host, every Saturday morning right here on 100.3 WRNB.
As he bangs on the table in Classics 107.9.
There you go. This is the way you get energy back in your body after you're, you know, sleeping for a whole night. You have to smack yourself around. I was smacked around by the wind today.
Yeah, man.
It is a whipping wind.
It whipped me.
Yeah, and the highway, I want to just give our listeners just a little warning. The highways, like I'm coming down the Schuylkill, the wind is whipping. It's creating ice and snow on the highway, which is creating a slippery situation. And so I warn you all that you never know. You could be on dry road, and then a few few feet down the road, you get a patch of ice.
Yeah.
And so be careful out there. For the next, I would say, 48 hours, we're going to be very, very cold and very, very windy.
The other thing, and it happened three times already this morning, is only of dusting, but there's still snow on the top of your cars and on your windows. And some of that stuff just flew off into windshields. I saw it. I was ticked off at some guy. I was going to get his license tag and everything and just put him on blast right now. But I'm going to give you a break. But you guys need to wipe the snow off the top of your cars.
You're bringing up another good point. I think we've made it before, but it should be made again. And that is, if you have snow and ice on your car, and that snow or ice comes off of your car and creates a hazard and perhaps an accident, if you can be identified, you the at-fault, the culpable driver, then there is liability for that. When you get on the highway, you're supposed to have your car in a condition where it's safe for other motorists on that highway.
Exactly.
So I agree with you, Manuel. I agree with you that that's something that people should take into consideration before they jump in the car. And the other thing is, let's say you're going through an intersection, you have a collision, and you say, I have a green light. The other guy says, no, I had the green light. And the other guy snaps a picture of your car, and your car is, you know, the windshield is obscured by snow and ice.
Yeah.
When you get to court, I think you're going to have a hard time proving that you're right and they're wrong, because the fact is that you have less vision when the windshield has a third of it or 50% of it covered by snow and ice. So, again, you know, for your own safety and those around you, but also for, you know, civil liability, you should have your car cleaned completely of snow and ice.
Amen.
There you go. All right. Today's show, folks, we're going to be talking about fire safety and whose responsibility is it? What happens when a fire occurs in the home? And God forbid, what happens when there's significant injury? And I said earlier, some of my most horrific and catastrophic losses occur around fire losses. It's never a good thing. And usually involves either very horrific and significant injuries or death. So it's, you know, fire's not something to be played with. And on a lighter note, before we get going, we got the Super Bowl tomorrow.
What?
I just burned this show down, didn't I?
Yeah, you kind of did.
Yeah.
We call it the big game.
Yeah, that's the one thing. There's two things, and then he's put us right in a pocket where we can't get out of that.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
It's this show.
It's not mine.
It's
not mine.
Not mine.
This is a very valuable show because it's one and done.
Pretty much.
That's true.
We can't recycle you, baby. You're done.
Mr. Time Capsule show here, man.
Do you
have a favorite?
I got my money on Seattle. All right, I just am going out there and telling. I was back and forth, you know. Drake May, he's looking sharp, and he's the I guess the crowd favorite because, you know, he's a rookie and all that stuff. And so I think that, you know, my heart was with the Patriots. But he has not played well in any of the playoff games when you really analyze his play. He turned the ball over, I think, four or five times in the last game. I mean, just so happens the other team turned it over as many times as he did. But I just don't trust him. Don't trust him for this game. And I think they're going to go after him. And I think he's going to be on his butt a bunch of times and probably cough the ball up once or twice.
All right.
Score?
And Seattle's going to just walk all over them.
Score?
Yeah, well, as long as it covers the points, who cares?
Yeah, right? Well, that's a man after my own heart.
Yeah. You know? As long as it covers.
As long as we're covered. Yeah. I say maybe 24-14.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. That's where I'm going with it. And, you know, you want to take a mortgage out on your home and come along with me, you know, no.
I don't care.
Yeah. You don't care.
I could care less.
Well, that's the point of betting. See, I don't care about anything. But once you put a bet on, even if it's like $100, now I care. Now I want to see them win because I want to win with them.
I don't even know if I'm – this is blasphemous. I don't even know if I'm going to watch.
We got the regular Weitzman crowd coming over tomorrow. I thought maybe you guys would have joined us.
Well, that's a possibility. When you put it out, when you jiggle that carrot out. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I mean, you know, I figured you, although I thought, well, maybe you won't come because of the embarrassment over your performance at the poker table last time.
Mm-hmm. He's dead right. But you know what? You know, and I told him, I tell you all this. You know what I did? Ever see the movie Maverick? I sat there and watched all you guys for like an hour, and I learned all your tells.
All of you.
The guy with the cigar, he's the worst.
How'd that work out for you?
No, but that last hand, that double down thing y'all did was new to me. I'm not going to lie. I've never seen that before. Is that just for you guys?
It's something I only learned about it about 6 months ago.
I never saw it before.
Yeah. So, it's a double bomb pot game.
Right.
I don't know. There's probably somebody on YouTube or listening today that knows what that is.
I'm sure.
But for those who don't, you get dealt out your two cards. It's a regular hold'em poker game, and then the dealer deals out before any betting, deals out three cards for the flop on one and three cards again. So you can play two hands, or you can have the best of either hand. So you might push.
It's like blackjack.
You might win one and lose one, or you might win both. And it can get a little crazy.
It got crazy. Those guys are good friends of yours for a long time.
Yeah. I've been in that poker game, probably about 4 or 5 years.
It shows.
Yeah. So, and you know what? Those guys also, in addition to being friends, have been really good clients and friends to the law firm, to My Philly Lawyer.
It's a good group of guys. Group of friends.
So there you go. And by the way, we're opening. We've opened, and it's fully staffed 5 days a week. The King of Prussia office. So if you're ever in across from the mall and you want to come see a little My Philly Lawyer action, it's 727 West DeKalb Pike.
727.
Yes, that's right.
Nice.
When I saw that number, I just had to grab it.
That's how it went? Really?
That's how it went.
Okay.
What's our telephone number? 215-227-2727.
It was destiny.
It was destiny. It was.
There are no coincidences.
Yes, there are none. Okay. So listen, folks, if you're listening and you got questions or you want to jump in on the conversation, just give us a call at 215-227-2727. The number for all things legal in Philly. Okay. So this is, fellas, this is the peak months for fires, December, January, and February.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, that's true. You said that before.
The leading cause of home fires and fire injuries, cooking. cooking.
Oh, I thought it was electronic devices or
cooktops cause 62% of home fires. Not because people can't cook, because they have to leave the kitchen and they leave the flame unattended while they leave the kitchen.
Is space heaters number two?
I do not know the answer to that. I only went with
number
one.
Are you seeing a lot
of
space heaters these days?
When
you say space heater, are you talking about regular electric heaters? Or are you talking about?
Okay. Yeah.
You're not talking about any kerosene or anything.
Well, that's a form of space heater. That's a more dangerous form. But yes, there's the gasoline, kerosene space heaters.
Right. With the wick and everything.
Yeah, and they obviously should be only used in an outdoor space, you would think, because they have some fumes that come off of them. Mm-hmm. And so that the fumes can cause serious problems. You can end up dying from that in a contained space, and then they can also explode and, you know, what have you. But no, I was talking about the electric space heaters. And anything electric, and that's another. I mean, what I've seen in my practice in law, I have seen faulty wiring causing fires. Older homes, you have the insulation around the wires is fraying inside the wall. You don't even know
it. Those are the worst. Yeah.
Because you don't know it until it's too late. And oftentimes it happens when folks are sleeping. I've had clients who had fires like that and never got out of bed. It's just horrific. And, it's one thing if you're the homeowner and you let your home get like that or you don't, tend to it. It's another thing if you're a tenant and you don't really have control over that. And that's where, on all of the cases that I've pursued, my clients have been tenants in homes that were poorly maintained, and the fire started because of electrical issues.
This is why we have standards and codes when building things, right?
And that's really important, because what we must do in a fire case like that is determine what caused the fire. Mm-hmm. Well, was it somebody smoking, or was it an electrical problem? And for that, we bring in fire cause and origin specialists, like a fire marshal who comes into the home and really does an analysis, an investigation, and makes a determination as to what caused the fire. Once we've determined what the origin of the fire is, then we know if there is somebody responsible for it other than the victims of that fire. And sometimes it's a product, okay, that's made poorly, and that is the cause of the fire, an electrical product. Mm. And sometimes it's the maintenance of the home, or a combination of both. And we've seen it all. It never is a good situation under those circumstances. It's always a very, very difficult situation, both in proving the case and also the damages that were caused. 215-227-2727. Has anybody been involved in a fire, and how did it happen? Yeah, go ahead, tell me.
Which one?
Really, multiple.
Harrisburg. I lived on Front Street. My landlord smoked and drank wild turkey. Fell asleep in the computer room. Place caught on fire. It was on the front page of the paper.
Did he die?
Nobody died. Everybody got out. My dog and the firefighter on the front page of the newspaper. They saved my dog, but burned the place down. Just falling asleep with cigarettes, drinking in the computer room.
And did you bring a claim against your landlord?
I did not, as a matter of fact. That didn't
happen.
And
did you have a loss? Property loss?
I lost nothing, as a matter of fact. The smoke was what kept us out. You couldn't stay in there. It wasn't habitable because of that. But I didn't lose any property. No loss of life. Nothing. It was unlivable because of the smoke.
Okay.
Yeah, that was it.
So you were able to get all your clothes, furniture?
Yeah, but couldn't get that smell out, ever.
Well, then you did. Then you
that's
did.
Damage.
Yeah,
that's
then true. You did have a loss. That's
you did true. Have a loss.
Yeah.
Long term. So, yeah, that was about it, luckily. And the other one, again, was just, like you said, you're a tenant, and someone else started a fire, and, we all just got out. But that was a long time ago.
Again, when you're in a tenancy and there's a neighbor who maybe wasn't attending to the cooking, and a fire begins, and you're damaged because of that fire, or your property is damaged, you have a claim against the tenant's insurance. If the tenant has rental insurance, you know, or homeowner's insurance, then you would have a claim against that company for the liability or the negligence of your tenant, your neighbor.
But if you have your own renter's insurance and they don't have renter's insurance,
then your renter's insurance will pay for whatever losses you're contracted to, right, and you'll have a deductible, and they'll take the deductible out, but they'll pay you. But if you're going against the tenant's insurance, then you can also get pain and suffering, as well as any property losses.
I wish I'd known then what I know now about all of this stuff. It would have been a different outcome.
Well, that's why we got. You know, that's why we share this information with our listeners every Sunday, Saturday, whatever day we are.
It's Saturday day.
Yeah.
See, it's hurting, boy. You and this timeline today.
We used to be on Sunday, you know, 7 or 12 decades ago. And it's something that always sticks with me because it was very painful. That 7 a.m. Sunday time slot.
You know it. I know it. Well, I know it. And we had you on not too long ago.
Yes, you did.
Did you feel comfortable?
Yeah, it was very comfortable. Almost like it was Saturday.
Almost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But you wouldn't do that again.
Would I do that again? Of course I would. For you, I would do anything.
Well, thank you, Dean. But 7 a.m. on a Sunday, no. That's not your thing.
No. 7 a.m. any day is not my thing. You know, I'm not a 7 a.m. person.
But you're up early all the time.
No. I just fake it. I get up early when I have to get up early. Like, we have a trial coming up, not this week, but the following week. And I'll have to be in court at 9 a.m. every morning. I want to be there before the judge and the jury gets in.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'll be up early. But it's, you know, it's not my thing. It's not what I would prefer to do. There's morning people.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You know, they
we've
love
all,
it.
We've all had to be morning people at one time in this career. You better believe it.
You know, I'm talking about people who don't have to get up for jobs, but they just get up at like 6 o'clock or 5 o'clock.
Internal
and
clock.
They're doing their exercise and, you know, getting life on. They're having their coffee and their whatever. And they enjoy that time. I enjoy sleeping that time. Yeah, that's me.
Were you tough getting up early for school?
Of course.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I can remember my dad beating the hell out of me to get me out of bed. Yeah. Oh, my God. The strap would come out.
I'm sure that was, looking back, that was some type of abuse, what we know now.
Yeah. Like, you ever see, like, you know, those cartoons where the cat is up on the ceiling, you know, holding on to the chandelier?
That was you.
That was me.
We all got the belt when we were little. Knowing what we know now, but we have sued our parents.
No. No, I couldn't have sued my dad. Maybe my mom, but not my dad.
Oh. Listen, since the snow, it's been, what, 2 weeks, guys? Has it been 2 weeks?
The snow hasn't stopped. Every time I go outside, I'm looking out. There's snow out there.
Has there been an uptick of any cases, lawsuits, slip and falls, anything happened?
Yes.
Falls? I went to downtown. I saw big signs everywhere. Watch out for falling ice from these high rises.
Yes. Yeah.
Anything like that happening?
We have had an uptick in slip and fall cases on ice, on black ice. What you call black ice, you know, just to me means that you're on like an asphalt surface, and the snow mound that they built up along the perimeter is on a sunny day, you know, even though it's only like 32, but it starts to melt and the water slides down onto the asphalt. And then they don't go out again that afternoon and treat it with some more salt. Mm. And so that freezes over and, you know, you come and get your gas at the gas station and you go to walk in to pay the guy and it's like, zip, 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 you know, and
your tire's spinning.
Yeah. And your tires are your feet and you end up on your head and you end up with an injury.
Gas station attendants need to have that cleared, correct? Or they're liable.
Absolutely.
Everybody hear that?
Yeah.
You're pulling in to get some gas.
Again, you know, it's a known thing. The snow mound is going to melt and you're going to have refreeze. And, you know, nowadays, the ice and snow removal contractors, they build that in. They come back every day for days on end and keep charging me for, you know, because I have an ice and snow removal contractor for the offices in the Northeast and in King of Prussia.
Yeah.
And, you know, so they come back every day to lay more salt down if it needs it. They retreat because they know it's going to melt and refreeze. It's a known thing. So if you encounter that as a pedestrian in the city of Philadelphia and you've hurt yourself and it's a situation where there's ice and refreezing and you don't see salt laying down, then get on the phone and call 215-227-2727, because if you're suffering with injuries that were caused by the negligence of others, you shouldn't have to do that. You should be compensated for those injuries, and you should have the medical care you need.
There's a new dynamic with driving. Electric cars now have electric stations. And I couldn't tell you the name of any of them. There's not a Sunoco or a Citgo, but those companies are liable where you have to recharge your car. Absolutely. I see them in malls and everywhere.
Listen, any business that is attracting customers, that makes that person a business invitee. Mm. They are treated to the highest possible standard in the law, so that, you know, their case, the defendant in those cases must show that they've done everything they can to make their place safe. Mm. And if they haven't, they're going to be responsible. It's as simple as that. 215-227-2727. If you or others you know have been injured on a slip and fall accident, don't suffer quietly alone. Give us a call. We'll help you.
This is timely, guys, because we got two subjects that are pertinent right now: snow and ice and space heaters, electrical fires, which is what we're talking about today, in businesses and in apartments, condominiums, everywhere. This is a tough time of year, man, where I can see all this converging at once.
Yeah. And then you're out, you know, you ever see those horrible pictures where folks are huddled in blankets outside of their house as burning down.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, it's just...
And then when the fire hoses are, you know, the trees are laced with a bunch of icicles.
And it's not just the trees, it's the everything
around
that house. And
the streets and everything.
Ice everywhere.
It's everywhere.
All right, tactics. Let's talk to Rachel on line one. Hi, Rachel, good morning and welcome to Court Radio.
Good morning. Hi.
Hi.
I'm very excited to talk to you.
Yeah. I'm very excited to have you talking to me.
Thank you. Okay. So I've lived in other states and I've rented apartments, and every 6 months or so the complex would come in, change filters, smoke detector batteries, etc. I'm in Philly now and I noticed that they don't do that. If a fire breaks out or something happens in my apartment, is the complex liable, or how does this work?
That's a great question, and it would really come down to, in my mind, what was in the lease would be one thing. We'd want to look at the lease and see who, if the lease even mentions who has responsibility for that. And then if the lease does not mention it, I and there is a maintenance, you know, if your complex has maintenance crews, I would think that we could find a claim against the complex for failing to change the batteries. You know, when the smoke detector's battery is getting low, it's like beep, 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 beep. You know, it's giving you a signal. So then the question I would raise would be, did you contact the maintenance office to say, hey, I need a battery replaced in my smoke detector? And if they ignored that, then that would go further towards establishing their liability. If it didn't make a sound, if this type of smoke detector were old enough that there was no way for you to know the battery was dead, again, I think the landlord has responsibility. So when we get cases like this, Rachel, we do a thorough investigation, that investigation is geared towards seeing who's responsible for the loss. Sometimes it's our client who's responsible or some portion of that, and sometimes it's not. But that investigation is the critical part of our initial representation. So it's not an all or nothing question, and I couldn't give you an all or nothing answer, but I hope I helped you along a little bit on that.
Okay, thank you.
Take care, Rachel.
Be safe.
Bye-bye.
You said they salt and plow your complex out in King of Prussia.
Yep.
And where's the other office?
Northeast Philly.
Almost daily. Right?
Yes.
Right.
Especially shortly after the storm. So you have the day that they're out there doing it, and then if the snow continued beyond that, they come out again and re-plow. Then they come out the next day, maybe, and resalt. So, yeah, they're out there several times.
My point in saying this is, right now, your office is accessible. The roads to it, parking lot, there'll be a place to park.
Yes.
To come see you in those two places.
Oh, yeah. If you go to either of our offices that are not in Center City, we have dozens of parking spaces.
Right.
Not one or two, dozens.
The convenience is obvious.
Yes.
Those are very, very convenient. The city office, though, Center City, 14th, JFK.
If you take public transportation, coming into Center City at our Center City location is easy. We're just above Suburban Station. We're just above 15th Street, you know, the Septus hub. And so, yeah, you can get to us real easily.
Matter of fact, can I get to the subway from your building? Isn't there
actually? Yes.
Never even have to come above ground.
No, you do not.
There you go.
Yeah, there's an entrance right downstairs.
There you go, folks. You hear that?
So that shouldn't stop people from getting to me. And we're talking about fire safety. We're talking about ice and snow removal and obligations. And I wonder who are in our listening audience, who has had a bad experience with an attorney with one of these claims? Who has... you know, walked away from one of these claims and said, oh, my God, why didn't I call Dean? You know, not every law firm is built the same way.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, some people, they just don't have either the experience, the manpower, or the heart to fight the battles that need to be fought. And so, you know, not every law firm is built the same.
What do you mean heart? What do you mean? Guts? What do you mean?
I want to. I want to make sure, right? Some. There are some attorneys out there, probably. I would say, who don't want to fight the fight, and they'll take the first settlement that comes along. And then there are those who really care about the client and want to make sure that the client is cared for throughout the entirety of the claim and beyond. If they need ongoing medical care, et cetera. And they will continue to fight until that client is compensated to the nth degree. Not every law firm does that. And if you think, you know, does that really surprise you? Does it?
That it comes from you?
No.
I know you, yeah.
No, that every law firm doesn't have that fight in them.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
For you, and you're not going to remember it, but you should, because this movie is about your practice. a few good men. All right, Tactic, you remember a few good men. All right, Kathy always wants to settle out of court the easy way, you know. But Joe was like, no, she cared about those two kids. She cared about those Marines. And towards the end, that rubbed off on him. That's how we got the happy ending, because people cared.
Yeah.
So that does matter. Fighting the fight.
It does. It really does. And so it's really important for you to feel comfortable with your attorney. To be able to speak to them and to feel like you're being heard. And if that's not happening, then you're probably not with the right people. And, you know, so, and I don't always tell my clients what they want to hear. I tell them what they need to hear.
Right.
So, I mean, I'm not soft pedaling this, but you need to have communication. 215-227-2727. Folks, if you've got a legal issue or question, or you just want to chat with us, we're going to take a quick 2-minute break. We'll be right back. Get those phone calls coming in. It happens every day here in Philly. You're walking your dog or headed to work, and in a split second, you're on the ground in pain because of someone else's carelessness. I'm Dean Weitzman. For over 35 years, my Philly lawyer has been fighting for people just like you. You can't work. Medical bills are piling up, and you need cash to take care of your family. Slip and fall, we've got you. Call 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer, when winning matters most. Accidents happen. It's that simple, right? I'm Dean Weitzman. Every day someone in Philly takes a fall because someone else didn't do their job right. That's where My Philly Lawyer steps in. You need physical therapy? Check. Need someone to take on the insurance company? Check. You need cash? Check and check. We've been winning for over 35 years.
Slip and fall? Call 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer, when winning matters most. I'm Dean Weitzman. If you have a history of using chemical hair straighteners and have been diagnosed with uterine or endometrial cancer, call My Philly Lawyer now at 215-227-2727. Frequent use of chemical hair relaxers can double the risk of uterine and endometrial cancer. If you've been affected, we will fight for you. Call 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer, when winning matters most. You're cruising down the boulevard listening to your tunes and bam, some idiot runs a light, messing up you and your car. I'm Dean Weitzman. Bad drivers causing accidents are a fact of life in Philly. Another fact, with over 35 years fighting for people like you, My Philly Lawyer knows how to get you the help you need and make insurance companies pay. Victim of a car accident? Call 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer, when winning matters most.
The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the hosts and guests and do not necessarily reflect the views of Urban One Incorporated, Radio One, or any of its subsidiary companies.
More legal answers? Here's more court radio with your host, Dean Weitzman.
Good morning. Welcome back. I am your host. This is Court Radio. My name is Dean Weitzman, and I usually hang out here every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. on 100.3 WRNB.
And Classics 107.9.
The firm is in the house. We've got Manny Manuel, who, I don't know, stepped aside for a moment. He'll be right back. Tactics, Jackson, DJ Tactics.
Wicked, wicked.
Yeah, wicked, wicked. What does that sound mean? Wicked, wicked.
That is a scratching sound.
Oh, there wicked, you go.
Wicked, wicked.
I got you. This is, you know, he's a really old-fashioned DJ who still wicked wickets.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
A few of us still around.
Yep.
Still around. A lot of us.
Vinyl?
Few of those, yes.
Wow.
Yeah, vinyl DJs, yeah.
Do you consider yourself a vinyl DJ?
I did it for a long time.
You used to be.
Yeah.
Well, when you go to do an event, do you bring, like, crates of albums?
Not anymore.
Them days are over.
But in a specific vinyl, they have, like, specific vinyl events.
Oh, really?
For DJs to have. So DJs will bring their vinyl to DJ at that specific event.
Gotcha.
You know, if you just show up, I don't know what you're doing Valentine's Day. I'm sure you have some plans with the wife, but he'll be spending Valentine's Day.
Where?
4600 Broad Street, the Stinger LaPointe.
4600 North.
North Broad Street, a block from the boulevard. Belfield.
Did you say Stinger?
The Stinger.
Get out of here.
Where else would a Scorpio be? The Stinger.
That joint's still open?
What? Brand new third floor, everything.
Wow.
Man, we're going to raise the roof.
Yeah. They still have the fried shrimp at...
The shrimp is shrimping.
Big time.
That window, you should have saw the window yesterday, man. That line down going around the... Yes.
Really?
In their cars.
In the cold.
All the time.
Yeah.
Like, who besides me would even know? Like, I mean, if you're not from Philly, you don't know that.
I don't know. The guy I ran into yesterday was from Delaware.
Yeah?
That's true.
He must have known somebody from Philly. Saquon Barkley's on the phone.
No, maybe not.
Saquon.
Yeah. Line two, Saquon, welcome back to Core Radio.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What's up? How you doing? Tell me what happened.
I was staying in a hotel in Chester, and I went to Burger King to get one of the vegan burgers and stuff, and as I went down there... I ordered the food. I bring them back. I had to look at the vegan burger. I bit into it, and it was molded. The whole burger, down to everything was molded on there. And I took it back to the Burger King that's out there in Chester.
You?
And the lady, she basically gave me her information. She was like, you know, we're sorry for, we just got the shipment in, and we're sorry about the food could be replaced. And I was like, absolutely not. So I want my money back, and I talked to the owner that owned the restaurant, but I couldn't find a lawyer to represent me for it for some reason.
Well, I'm going
to Philadelphia.
I'm going to give you the reason, Saquon.
I'm going to give you the reason. It sounded to me like you discovered the moldy burger patty before you actually ingested it. Am I correct in that assumption?
No, I actually bit into the burger. That's how I discovered it after I was looking at it. I turned the light on. You know, you're hungry, you just automatically unwrap it and just bite into it. That's what happened. And actually, I looked for a second bite. I looked at it. I actually did ingest it. I had to throw it up.
Okay. So here's the deal. Horrific, horrible.
Yeah.
I mean, my face is getting twisted up into one of those faces that you make when things are really disgusting.
The ugly face.
Yeah, it was a disgusting story. Yucky. And there's probably some value to what you just described, but not significant enough value to bring an attorney in. Like, you know, what's that? I'm assuming you didn't get sick, okay? Because some people who eat spoiled food could end up in the ER and could end up in a hospital bed for a week.
Stomach pump.
With, you know, some serious infections or what have you. And you know, all the way to death. I mean, I've seen cases involving food poisoning that leads to death. So obviously, food poisoning claims exist,
or allergies.
Yeah, or it brings on an allergy, and again, leading to either hospitalization or death. Food poisoning cases, and there are attorneys. And there's an attorney in Washington State who I am affiliated with, in the sense that I've sent him clients. Mm. Because he is the food poisoning king of the United States. He's the attorney who does only food poisoning cases.
Really?
Yes. Hmm. But again, I've done food poisoning cases here in Philly. And sometimes they have a value. What Saquon describes is a case that might have a value of $1,000 or less. Hmm. Okay? He ate, he bit into it, he spit it out. He really didn't get sick. He doesn't talk about getting to the hospital, or anything like that. So under those circumstances, of course, no attorney is going to be interested because it has no significant value. Because an attorney isn't, you know, attorney working on a 40% power, say, they're not working for $400 to represent you against Burger King. Makes no sense. But that's a perfectly good case for you as an individual to say, hey, I want to be heard. I want my claim to be heard. I want to be compensated. If it's $1,000, I want my $1,000. And you file a lawsuit against Burger King or whoever the. I'll warn you that in that case it may be a franchisee. Okay,
yeah, so it could be an individual.
So you're not suing necessarily Burger King per se, but you need to find out who the franchisee is of that store, and then you bring them to small claims court. If this is in the county, you bring them to the district justice for the area in which the incident occurred. And you have your evidence. You have it sounds like you kept the burger. So you want to, you know, keep that frozen or take a picture of it. And then you go into court, and then the judge twists his face up like I just did and goes, yeah, I'm going to award you $500. And you feel good about that, and you don't have to share it with an attorney.
I want $500, and I don't want to eat for Burger King for free for the rest of my life.
For one bad burger?
Hey.
Wow.
My psychological well-being matters.
Yeah. Saquon, I hope I gave you a tip that'll help you. It sounds like you need to represent yourself. All right.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Take care, Saquon.
Something here that I didn't see that I've heard of. When you're in a fire, the Red Cross comes from everywhere to help people. I didn't know that, but they're right there on the scene, and they were telling stories. And they told me a story about the lint in the dryer that caught fire and burned a house down.
Yes.
And I'd never heard of that before.
I have my dryer lint cleaned every 6 months.
Every 6 months?
Yes.
We're talking about the
No.
What are you talking about?
No, bro, not the thing in the dryer. I clean that every
cycle, right.
I'm talking about the whole buildup
at the end.
At the end of the dryer is a hose. That hose goes to the outside.
Right.
And so in that hose, lint builds up.
Yep.
That gets through the lint filter in the dryer.
Mm-hmm.
And every 6 months, I got a company that comes out. that cleans the lint in the hose.
You'd be surprised how much comes out of there for folks who've never done it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that is a cause of a lot of fires. Yes, you're correct. So, yeah, there's a lot of causes of fires. And some of them we have control over, like the lint in your... If you're the owner. If you're the tenant, maybe not so much. If you're the tenant and there's washers and dryers in the house, then, you know, again, the question is, whose job is it to maintain? Earlier, we had a caller who wanted to know who is responsible for changing the batteries. And I have looked at the fire code since that caller called, and the fire code seems to, at least in Philly, and a lot of these, the caveat is that every township or community may have their own codes or regulations. So what I say for Philly may not apply to Alden, Pennsylvania, or to Chester, or to wherever. So, but in Philly, it seems like the landlord has the responsibility to install fire detectors, smoke detectors, and CO2 detectors.
These things would be in the lease.
If there is a garage in the home or fossil fuel burning heating systems, they have to install CO2 detectors. But it is the tenant's responsibility to maintain the batteries. So there you go. We solved that problem. But that applies in Philly only. So if you have a fire in somewhere else, in Delaware or Montgomery or Chester County, you need to see me and we can investigate those claims. 215-227-2727.
Microwave, oven fires, air fryers, all these things. Hear about many of those.
I do. And again, sometimes they're defective products.
Okay.
Either defectively designed products or defectively manufactured products. So if a product is manufactured and it's supposed to have insulation, but this particular oven didn't have enough insulation and it catches on fire, then that is a investigation that we conduct at My Philly Lawyer by hiring fire cause and origin experts who go into the fire scene and look at everything and test everything and make a determination as to what caused that fire. Will we do that if the only problem is that, you know, you had some furniture burned up? No, probably not. Again, just like the caller called about the vegan moldy burger, we look at the damages, okay? Because at the end of the day, if we're investing our time and money, because you don't pay for that fire cause and origin expert, I do, okay? And so it may cost me $10,000 to do a proper investigation before we determine who's at fault and whether we even have a case. I want to make sure if that happens that the value of that case is substantially greater than my investment. And so when a new client comes in, one of the first things we do is we take a look at what the damages are. And if the damages are catastrophic, then we go to the next step and we hire the right experts to determine if we can figure out what caused the fire.
The other thing I saw is, especially now, cleaning the snow from the vents of your furnaces and your dryers or fireplace, wherever there may be snow buildup.
Yes.
Things like that.
Because that will cause a backup of carbon monoxide.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily a fire hazard, but it deadly gases, it can be the silent killer. You're sleeping, you don't even know it, and they're odorless, colorless, and you don't wake up. And so, yes, you must make sure all the vents are completely cleared at your home. And
right.
You got to do an inspection. You got to walk around. You got to look at things. It's your life and your safety that's at stake here, folks.
Another caller?
Line 3, we got Troy. Good morning, Troy. Welcome to Court Radio.
Hello.
Hey, how are you, brother?
Talking to me?
Yeah, Troy, how are you?
I'm talking to you.
I'm talking to you. You talking to me?
1 second. I was in my vehicle. I'm trying to put it on regular Bluetooth. Let me get back in my vehicle.
Yeah, take your time.
Take your time, man.
You got all the time in the world, bro.
Okay.
So how about them Sixers?
Yeah.
Do we have a professional basketball team?
We have, yes, we do.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, we can.
Okay, I took my car to a Quick Lube place here in Delaware County on Sharon Hill off Chester Pike, January the 20th, to get a quick oil change. I told them before that, when I first pulled in there, I said, inspect my car, I want to make sure nothing is leaking. Because I never took my car to a Quick Lube. I've been taking my car to the dealer since I bought it. They checked it, nothing is leaking. They did the work. I noticed the guy, to be honest, in the front fumbling where the oil filter goes at on top of the engine. And it seems weird to me because he was taking so long with it. Didn't pay it no mind then. I keep seeing where I park my car at the back of my house. I see big puddles of oil. Said, okay, hold up. Let me check the dipstick. I get out to work yesterday, way out in the northeast. Check the dipstick. Oil is at the bottom of the dipstick. I got my receipt from when they changed the oil. I call in there. It rings. Then it stops ringing. You get a funny sound, and the phone go dead. I tell my boss out there, Delaware County, I need to go back to the place where they changed my oil. I get there. Tell them I got an oil leak. The same two guys is there. One goes under, one stay up top. The one stay up top, the first thing he go to is my hood and lift that up. The guy at the bottom goes down. When the guy from the bottom comes up, the guy at the top says something to him. He comes over to me, tell me that he do see a leak from the back of the engine, coming from the top down to the back of the engine. I need to take it to a mechanic. I take it to a mechanic here on McDade Boulevard, pay a diagnostic fee for them to find out what's wrong with it. They came back and said that my oil housing filter is cracked.
Okay.
The only way you can crack that is removing the oil filter or installing it.
Okay. All right.
I go back
wait a minute.
The paperwork.
Troy, mm-hmm. Hold on there. I got the picture.
All right.
So... you made a statement. The only statement you made that I'm going to correct you on is you made a statement. The only way this can get cracked is X or Y, putting it in, taking it out, blah, blah, blah. That, in my opinion, that is something that you need to have an expert make that determination, not you. And so... Now, first you go back to the place you went to and you say, hey, you guys cracked my oil filter. And they say, no, we didn't. Go pound sand. We're not doing nothing for you. So then you're going to have to go into Delaware County Municipal Court to the district justice for that area. And you're going to have to sue them for whatever the cost to replace that oil filter is. And you know, for that, you're going to need the mechanic that you went to for the opinion, they're going to need to write you a report saying this is what it's going to cost to repair it. And this was caused when the first shop installed it too tightly or whatever they did to that caused it to crack. So you need a report from the second shop. You need an estimate on what it's going to cost to repair it. And then you need to take them to the district justice. Again, these are the kinds of claims that people need to prosecute on their own because they're not enough meat on the bone to bring a lawyer in on this because you don't get legal fees paid back. So if the job's a $1,000 job and you got to pay your lawyer $1,000 and all you do is collect $1,000 because you won the case and it all goes to the lawyer, you're no better off than not pursuing the claim at all. So these are the kinds of claims that you have to pursue on your own.
Okay, now, they won't give me no contact information, whoever they talk to. They took my information. They took pictures. They took the...
Who's the they?
Who's the they?
Who's the they? The bad people?
The workers at the oil... The
Quick Lube.
The oil chain.
Yeah. Okay. You don't...
My information.
Yeah, you don't need their name. All you need to know is the name of the business because you're suing the business, not them.
I understand that.
Yeah.
Now, the guy also made a statement that these housing, oil filter housings are known to crack. Those was his exact words. They're known to crack.
Yeah.
Chrysler, well, Jeep, they known this was his excuse.
Right. I hear you. And that's why I tell you the first time, it's not it's not an opinion that you could have the court adopt without the testimony of an expert. You need somebody to say this did not happen because of wear and tear. This happened because they over-tightened the thing. They didn't use the proper tools, because if you use the proper tools, you can't over-tighten it, blah, blah, blah. So you need to have an expert sitting alongside you when you go to court to establish the negligence of the first party. Troy, I thank you for calling us. We got to grab a break right now, and we'll catch up with you on the next call. Thank you, Troy.
Thank you.
Folks, we got a two-minute break. We'll be right back. If those questions keep coming, we're going to keep on answering them. It happens every day here in Philly. You're walking your dog or headed to work, and in a split second, you're on the ground in pain because of someone else's carelessness. I'm Dean Weitzman. For over 35 years, My Philly Lawyer has been fighting for people just like you. You can't work. Medical bills are piling up and you need cash to take care of your family. Slip and fall, we've got you. Call 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer, when winning matters most. Accidents happen. It's that simple, right? I'm Dean Weitzman. Every day someone in Philly takes a fall because someone else didn't do their job right. That's where My Philly Lawyer steps in. You need physical therapy? Check. Need someone to take on the insurance company? Check. You need cash? Check and check. We've been winning for over 35 years. Slip and fall? Call 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer, when winning matters most. I'm Dean Weitzman. If you have a history of using chemical hair straighteners and have been diagnosed with uterine or endometrial cancer, call My Philly Lawyer now at 215-227-2727. Frequent use of chemical hair relaxers can double the risk of uterine and endometrial cancer. If you've been affected, we will fight for you. Call 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer, when winning matters most. You're cruising down the boulevard listening to your tunes and bam, some idiot runs a light, messing up you and your car. I'm Dean Weitzman. Bad drivers causing accidents are a fact of life in Philly. Another fact, with over 35 years fighting for people like you, My Philly Lawyer knows how to get you the help you need and make insurance companies pay. Victim of a car accident? Call 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer, when winning matters most.
Need more legal answers? Here's more Court Radio with your host, Dean Weitzman.
Hey, 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 I'm Dean Weitzman, your host every Saturday morning right here on 100.3 WRNB.
Hey, Classics 107.9.
Joined in the studio with the firm.
We here.
Meanie Manuel and Tactics Jackson, DJ extraordinaire.
And our digital director over here, Carly. Yes.
Digital double D Carly.
Yes. Carly Quinn.
Carly Quinn.
I like that, double D Carly.
Whoa.
Yeah.
How about touching it?
I heard her. I'll kill him later.
Off camera. Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, Carly handles the digital side. Tactics handles the terrestrial side. And Manny Manuel and I just huck it up.
Pretty much.
Where were you? You every time we take a break, you run out of here like your butt's on fire.
It has been. No. I got a sip of coffee.
His butt's got to be on coffee.
I haven't. Listen, I got up early, had to dust the car off, do a little shoveling. I didn't eat anything. Didn't eat or drink a thing.
Right.
Just rushed right in.
I don't usually eat until about 5 o'clock.
In the afternoon?
Yeah.
All day? You go?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on. We've established you sleep late.
Well, not that late. No, I got up today, and I probably won't eat. You know, we got a friend here in the studio.
Can we?
Johnny Cow is in the studio.
Welcome, Johnny.
Go ahead.
Talk on the mic.
You can talk on the mic.
In the mic. All the way. Yeah, keep going. All the way.
Tell everybody who you are.
Closer.
A little closer. There you go.
Hello, everyone. This is Johnny Cow.
All right. Johnny is he's working at the King of Prussia office, and he's... PhD candidate in social work.
Dr. Johnny Tao.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I love it.
So anyway, what was I saying? Oh.
King of Pressure Office.
Johnny was saying to me, hey, Dean, do you want to go get some brunch after the show? And I said, I'm not hungry.
All day, man.
Yeah, all day.
But you are drinking coffee.
It's not coffee. I'm drinking some iced tea and lemonade. Tea.
So there's like nothing fueling the fire. You're just working.
I know. That's a problem.
Go ahead, Dean. I'm sorry.
Right. I got a call. My producer made an appearance here. Yeah. She got the pointing finger thing. Line 3, we got Sean. Hey, Sean, welcome to Court Radio.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well now that I got you on the line. Give it up, brother. What's up?
Good. I was driving in South Philly. The snow was bad. I'm going to say last Friday. I'm proceeding, going west on Tasker. A car coming out of Taylor has the stop sign. My stop sign is 35, 40 feet away. A cab comes flying through the stop sign, and I run into it. Do I got a case?
Of course you do.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Let me get this right. You had no stop sign.
My stop sign was at the bridge.
Well, then
the bridge is 40 feet away.
Listen
from
to me.
His stop sign.
Sean, listen.
Yeah.
My question is very specific. At the intersection where he had a stop sign, where that street meets your street, did you have a stop sign, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. You do not have a stop sign. He has a stop sign. He blew his stop sign. Whatever. It doesn't matter what the reason is, because he was sliding, slipping. He was going too fast. He was talking on the phone. Whatever the reason is, he had an obligation to stop. His failure to stop, you hit him. But he was in that. He put you in that position because of his failure to stop. And yes, you're entitled to damages depending on what your injuries are. And I invite you to call me off air at 215-227-2727 in 2 minutes or three.
Okay.
And we will represent you. Now,
thank you.
There's a lot of questions I have for you that we'll save for our conference. And, you know, they have to do with what type of injuries you sustained, what insurance you have on your car, because all of that plays a part. Did you say the other car was a taxi?
Yes.
Okay. So I just want all our listeners to know that taxis are obligated to insure themselves, but only to the extent of $15,000 per person and $30,000 per accident. So taxis, Ubers, ride shares, all these big corporations, they only have to have $15,000 in insurance. It's a disgrace. And you know where the disgrace lies? It lies at the feet of our politicians up in Harrisburg, who allow the law to exist that makes these companies legal with only $15,000 in insurance.
Phew.
Disgraceful. Disgraceful.
Is that per person?
Yeah, per person. So if you lost a limb, Sean, if you lost a limb, you'd only be able to get $15,000. Isn't that horrible?
You lost your hand.
Yeah.
And you got $15,000. That's it.
That's it. One hand for $15,000.
That ain't going to work.
but if Sean has uninsured or underinsured motorists, that might kick in. But we'll find that out in the privacy of our conference. Sean, take care. Thanks for calling Court Radio.
Call you back in about 5 minutes.
You got it, brother.
There you go.
Folks, we're getting to the end of the hour here. We had a great show. I want to thank everybody who helped make it great, which would include all our viewers on YouTube Live and all our listeners, all the folks who called in. I thank you all. And we're going to leave you now with this thought. We'll be back next Saturday, same time, same place.
The preceding was a paid program of MyPhillyLawyer.com.
The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the hosts and guests and do not